ADLF members reject Southern deal, now for coordinated action with the RMT to fight to win Rob Williams, Socialist Party industrial organizer. Train drivers in the trade union ADLF have delivered a tremendous answer of working class solidarity that will astound Southern Rail management and the Tory government, but also their own union leadership and that of the TUC. Despite the recommendation by ADLF leaders to accept the deal to end their dispute, drivers have rejected it by 54% minus 46% after a 72% turnout. When the massive propaganda from the right-wing media is taken into account, as well as the fact that the talks were brokered by the TUC, this is welcome and decisive defiance to driver-only operations, do. It also amounts to a censure to the ADLF leadership for being party to talks without the RMT Rail Union, whose guards and station staff have taken 28 days of strike action in a dispute that is a blatant attack on one of the most militant unions in the country. The strike action by both unions had put management on the rack and should have been the basis for an agreement that threw out DO rather than a deal that had so many holes in. It would have put drivers in the firing line in any future accidents and would have effectively imposed a settlement on the RMT without a seat at the real talks. The result is a vindication of the approach of the RMT, which correctly argued for joint talks, first at ACUS and then at the TUC. But the TUC leadership have played a shameful role and should account for their actions at the next TUC General Council and to an even a bigger audience. They are already sitting on a resolution that was moved by the RMT at last September's TUC Congress to call a special conference against the Trade Union Act, which comes into operation on the 1st of March. It will include new undemocratic ballot thresholds that would mean rail workers face huge obstacles in getting legal strikes. But this vote by ADLF members shows once and for all that, if workers act together, nothing is insurmountable. ADLF leader Mick Whelan has said, "We understand and support the decision arrived at democratically by our members, and will now work to deliver a resolution in line with their expectations." But ADLF members will now expect immediate talks with the RMT to discuss coordinated action, and no separate talks. RMT members have called a 24-hour strike on the 22nd of February. If the rail unions act together, they can secure a famous victory for themselves, and a safe service for the travelling public.